post-match interview.
For the drain, and block drains cleared fast. Bircher, you have got the man of the moment, Mark Neild, with you.
Yeah, I've got Mark Neild here. Sorry, guys, the connection was a little bit dodgy there. Neildy, one of the things that impressed us all today was how many different goal kickers you had, and today it was ones that weren't so noted as well. So Driver obviously got on the end of three. and there was White, Duray early on, who was fantastic from the wing, two goals, and O'Neill as well. So everyone's chipping in and contributing in that aspect, which gives you great flexibility.
It certainly does, Jane. And look, the Colac defenders did a great job. Everybody knows that we've got three tall marking forwards. They didn't play all that well. Well, they weren't let play all that well. Colac were terrific in that aspect. And we did need those small, medium-type players jumping up and saying, yeah, today's I can contribute on the scoreboard. Yeah, Jack Driver, he's an interesting human being. For someone who doesn't look like he can play, he's pretty good. And look, he got the run of the ball a few times, and in the end, he went forward. So I think sometimes we don't give Jack the credit that he deserves. He reads the play really well, and he's a good mark. He's a shocking kick, but some of them went straight today.
And can you give us a little bit of a rundown on Ben Kellett? So your young ruck, I know a lot at the club have got big raps on him, and they were just praising him last week and saying for how young he is, he's doing a fantastic job, and you know, hasn't got the experience that some of the other rucks have in the competition going around. Can you give us a little bit of an insight into him as a player? And you made a big fuss of him to kick it long and sit at the top of the goal square. So you know, clearly you've got some things in mind for him, and you know how damaging he can be for you.
Yeah, good summary, Birchie. Ben is, look, he's a young player, 19 years of age. He finished school last year. He's moved to Geelong from Warrnambool for studies, and he's finished up. I think he threw the studies in it. He worked out it wasn't for him, so he's got an electrical apprenticeship, which is great. In terms of his footy, yeah, his best footy is clearly in front of him. You know, he's got a few things to work on. One of the things we like, his repeat efforts, whether they be in the air or on the ground, and he's got that ability to fight on the ground and win the ball. It's quite hard to defend. We would think, you know, someone who's 6'6" who can pick the ball up and he's good by hand. And the thing about putting him forward, you know, we know that, like I said before, we've got three marking forwards, but when Ben goes there, he can mark the ball. And I just felt too, because he does work so hard, it would have been great for him to get on the end of one. I think the boys missed him a couple of times, and that can happen. But in the future, I just said to Ben, hey, listen, mate, when you are in the goal square, why don't you tell the players up the ground that you're there?
Neildy, in order of preference, what was the highlight of your day? Now, answer this after I give you the three options. Jack Driver's third goal, the final siren, or seeing your grandchildren?
Well, you got to go family, Kingy, absolutely. Ollie and Henry out there, they love it.
Ollie Henry?
Yeah. Oliver and Henry, thank you very much. Now, they've clearly, like most kids that are 3-1, have absolutely no idea what's just happened, but they're happy now that the adults have got off the ground so they can run around and throw the footy around and do what they do. So they're having a ball. The other two, yes, we did feel from your coach's box that the move of Driver to the goal square with 1 minute to go when you're six goals up was one of the best moves that we've managed to pull off all year. And the fact that one of the umpires thought he got held in a marking contest when he was simply outbodied sort of just added things. We'll take that. And he nearly missed.
He did.
A putrid kick, but it did mean you get, you know, half a dozen metres to get it through. He did that. What was the other one? The final siren. Yes, it's always nice to win.
Yep. Fraser Duray, can you give us an update, Neildy? Is that going to be a watch for you guys this week leading into St Mary's?
Oh, yeah, absolutely will be. He got a kick in the leg. And, you know, he plays the wing half-back role, and the physios were saying, look, he's been kicked in the leg, so it's going to be uncomfortable. It's up to him and us as to how much discomfort we wanted to put him through. We made the call, well, look, we think we've got this, you know, not that you're never really comfortable you're going to win. We just felt that we were a chance to get the job done and not have to put Fraser back out there.
Block drains cleared fast. That's the Drain Man speaking with Victoria's coach, South Barwon's Mark Neild. He's Matt Kershaw.
Congratulations, Mark. Fantastic win. Oh,
thanks,
we'll
Matt.
Still run with the mark.
That's right. That's the third. What's that? You're the second. I didn't speak to Mum this morning, so you and Kingy taking her spot.
Neildy, we just spoke to Sam James after he won the Best on Ground Award, and we don't really get a good vibe from the players as to how things are going in the inner sanctum, but we stopped talking to Sam and we got a real good vibe from him about how much he and the playing group are enjoying their football. And he spoke about the enjoyment that you've brought to the group. it's so noticeable that the way they're playing, that they're really enjoying their footy, and they go out there and they just play together as a team.
Yeah, they're an enjoyable bunch, Kirsch. There's no doubt about that. They like one another's company. It's one of the, like, I've been in a number of football netball clubs, and they've all had their great parts to them, and they've all been wonderful. This one in particular, they talk about one club, and like everyone talks about that, I reckon. And you hear in business, you know, we talk about one business, one club. When they're given the opportunity, South Bowen actually live that. So, you know, we've got male, female football, we've got juniors, and we've got netball, and they do what they can to do stuff together. And that's really good, and I think that rubs off. I was at a breakfast yesterday, and there were probably a couple of hundred other people who live in Geelong was there, and I was having a chat, and we're talking about what does it actually feel like. And I was asked the question, what does it feel like to coach South Bowen? I did borrow this line, but I think it certainly sums up how I felt. I said, look, I actually feel like there was a sensational party going on, and I got one of the last invitations.
That's probably a fair way to sum it up, I suppose, isn't it? You know, we talked about your ability to hit the scoreboard via different avenues and the way you play today, but one of the things I wrote down in every quarter of my notes was your tackle pressure, and rarely was Colac able to stream forward without any pressure, but the tackling today was brilliant by your side.
Yeah, well, Kirsch, we know. Look, you're playing finals footy, and you know, we've had the discussion between this coaching group and you guys up there that the GFNL is a good quality competition, and we know that the best teams are left for this year, and we couldn't afford to let the Colac mids in particular get us on the outside, and they've also got some big boys, and we felt if we let them run through the contest and get the ball out, you know there's a number of their damaging forwards and damaging midfielders, and that was a focus for us. And you know, they got out sometimes, and they always will because footy's hard, but we felt we nailed enough today.
Yep. Neildy, you've got I'm calling your back line the Aldi back line. Just no names, no brands. They just get the job done all the time, don't they? There's some interesting blokes there, like Dylan Starkey, and like Todd White's obviously come into the team from elsewhere. But they just, you know, Austin Shepherd, they just do what they have to do.
Yeah, they do. There's a couple of things there, and as Kingy knows, Geelong United basketball, big fans of Aldi. We regularly go and get our morning tea and all that sort of stuff from down there. So that's how you've got that
good well
into
done.
The line. Good work.
Well
now, they're a really interesting group. They're very well coached. There's no doubt Wayne Amos coaches our backline group, and he's a particularly good football coach. He doesn't say a lot, but when he does speak, it's very clear for those players. And the development there for those, there's a number of them, the boys that you just mentioned, that played in the reserves grade premiership last year. And the fact that 12 months down the track, those guys have put their head down and work hard enough that they've just won a qualifying final, give them a chance to play a second semi against, you know, St Mary's, and how good they are. I think it's great. It's a good testament to those individuals, plus their backline coach.
And I thought one of the other blokes who sort of shone out today, who I hadn't really taken much notice of, was Chris Hughes, who I think has come from the Amateur Association and is playing and got a lot of the footy today and looks very, very good with the football.
Yeah, he's a very good player, Jace. Mm. He's a really good player. And that, people talk about having recruiting networks, and sometimes that's really interesting. Chris walked over to the club and introduced himself and said, "G'day, my name's Chris. I'm coming from St Bernard's. I've just bought a house up the road up the road there. I work in Torquay. Do you reckon I'd get a game?" And he played in a practice game. For goodness, I know we were on the radio, but if you could see Jack Driver, his sort of dance moves he's doing there, isn't it? Very uncomfortable. So Chris Hughes, yes. So we played St Mary's in a sort of a training run type thing in early March, and was like, holy cow. Yes, I think this bloke's going to be okay. And his dad will regularly say, he's a twin.
Yep.
And his dad would regularly say, in our family, he's not even the best footballer born on the same day.
Wow.
Right.
His brother is captain of St Bernard's and has been for a long time.
And they are going well, St Bernard's. So,
yeah, and that'll be good because I believe that will be his swan song with St Bernard's this year. So I hope they win it because he's coming here next year.
Wow.
Right, there you go.
Okay, good recruiting. Good work by you, Neildy. Neildy, I got more positive news for you. Guess what?
Well, yeah, no idea.
Ocean Grove Neild won the under-16 Division 1 Grand Final.
Excellent. Now, I'm sure the boys and the parents involved will be behaving themselves. That's terrific. I'll give young Tom, my nephew, a call on the walk home.
So
yeah, that is good news.
8-4-52, Ocean Grove Neild defeated Geelong West Giants 5-8-38. And actually, the Ocean Grove Sherwell team which I think is the Div 4 team, also got up over the top of Torquay 8755 to 41034.
Well, that's terrific. It's good for the Ocean Grove Football Netball Club, and while they continue to be in the ballerina, unfortunately, a lot of those kids probably want to come into South Bowen, so that's also fair enough.
Well, I haven't got goal kickers and best players yet, unfortunately, to see whether the nephew got a run, but he would have worn the number 27 with aplomb, no doubt, this afternoon for the Grubbers. Do you want to know the other scores, the other winners today, Neildy?
Yeah,
Drysdale won.
No, they did. They beat B. I did hear that. Who'd they play? Bowen Heads.
Yeah.
Because we had a few. There's a bit of a connection there, South Bowen. A couple of the boys last year had enough of the GFL and went to Bowen Heads, but didn't quite manage to play in a grand final. It's unlucky for them. Drysdale played Torquay. Yeah, well.
And Inverleigh won.
Inverleigh, that's interesting. Well, Drysdale used to be one of the easiest ways to get a premiership medal, play Drysdale on grand final day, but I think that's changed. That was a long time ago.
Neildy?
Oh, you told Kingy, you said to me yesterday, can you just give me something controversial to work with?
We spoke earlier about something controversial with the selection policy that AFL Bowen has in place for the finals.
That's not controversial, that's just stupid.
Neildy, enjoy the walk over the Telegraph Bridge.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, you will. Bye, guys.
On your mark. Neil joining us. Thanks to the Drain Man. Block drains cleared fast. The post-match interview.